Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
I come celebrate. McDonald's is serving up the one and only Shamrock Shake. They're tasty, cool, and delicious. But hurry, they won't be around for long, and that's no blarney.
It makes kids glad and it thrills mom and dad. It's the most fun my boss and Sarah go grab together. McDonald's and you.
All right, the first green of spring is right around the corner, and McDonald's Shamrock Shake has returned to celebrate its 50th anniversary. And joining us once again to share that history and some of the new twists on this legendary treat is Chicago-based McDonald's archivist Mike Bullington. Mike, welcome back.
Dave, glad to be here. How are you today?
I am great. So the Shamrock Shake, you know, we talk about this being the 50th anniversary in 1970, but like many of McDonald's classics, the shake was created by one of your owners and operators a few years before that.
That's right, Dave. In 1967, Connecticut owner-operator Hal Rosen, he came up with the idea for the Shamrock Shake. And so it took McDonald's, you know, 3 years to roll it out as a seasonal product. And in 1970, it was launched here, you know, as a seasonal product again.
Now I have to say I like my Shamrock Shakes old school, no whipped cream. I'd rather have it in a paper cup, but I know that's not a thing now. But that's, you know, I like it as old school as you can get it because I don't think the flavors really ever changed over the years.
Well, you know, initially, Dave, the operators had a choice. It could either be the mint green flavored or the green mint flavored, or just plain vanilla flavored with green coloring.
Tell me, you had a contest, like an eBay auction, you did surrounding the shake, I think last week or a couple weeks ago. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so it was kind of neat. We had an auction to benefit Ronald McDonald House Charities, and this was the Golden Shamrock Shake. It was an 18-karat gold cup emblazoned with precious jewels, emeralds, and white diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
And we had an auction on eBay to benefit the charity. And there were over 95 bidders. Each submitted about 23 bids, and the winning bid was $53,100.
Wow.
And so that went to Ronald McDonald House Charities, and then McDonald's added another $10,000 to, you know, reach over $63,100. So it's just tremendous.
That's amazing. Well, I think the very cool thing that folks might not know is right in the beginning when this first came out, sales from the shake helped build the very first Ronald McDonald House in Philadelphia.
You know, that's exactly correct. So one of the Philadelphia Eagles players, Fred Hill, his daughter had leukemia. And the players and the team tried to figure out a way to best benefit the family. And so they worked with the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, and they determined that they would have a house for parents where they could stay while their children were being hospitalized. So a member of the Eagles reached out to McDonald's head person, and they decided that the shake sales for the Shamrock would help support to purchase the first house in Philly.
Now, I have a family friend whose son was going through some health issues, and they've stayed at the downtown one, and they can't speak highly enough of the comfort that gives them from having to drive home every day and being so close to their son. Talk to me a little bit about Ronald McDonald House in general and where they're all located.
Well, you know, there are over 365 houses around the world. So it's not only here in the States, but it's a worldwide program benefiting families and children. You know, it's just a tremendous organization run locally and run by volunteers. So it's a great organization.
Now, the shake was not the only thing at McDonald's that was created by an owner and operator. The Egg McMuffin, the Big Mac are two others. And there was plenty of others that came from your franchisees.
Oh, exactly. You consider our hot apple pie, our McFlurry. I mean, our owner-operators, you know, they work in the kitchen. They have the great ideas that help drive our business.
McDonald's archivist Mike Bullington. Mike, appreciate your time again and sharing that history with us, and enjoy the long St. Patrick's Day weekend.
And same to you. Thank you very much.
All right. You're listening to 720 WGN.